Listen up, you guys.
Morning.
Morning.
It's Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday.
I am loving the sound of your voice.
Good morning, sunshine.
Crank up the radio.
You all ready for the big show?
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
And action.
Okay, let's do it.
Hey, guys. You ready to let the dogs out?
All right, let's do this.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Well, what are we waiting for?
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning and welcome to Tuesday morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program. And things we have coming up in the program today. Let's see, we got, rather interesting things going to be happening this morning. The royal wedding. There's royal drama in the royal wedding.
It's a royal mess.
It is, yeah.
It really is, and I'm feeling bad about it. We're going to have to talk about it.
How close are we to the royal wedding? Is that
less than a week? It's on Saturday.
Saturday.
This is when it all goes down. People start fighting. People are uninvited. The royals—they're just like us.
Yep, just like us. Oh, only they don't really have to work. Okay, so we got your Brian Bellbuster. What are you covering in the Brian Bellbuster today?
Summer camp.
Oh fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna. You know, mom, all worried about the camp she's trying to sign her kid up for.
Are fairy tales being ruined by political correctness? We're going to find out coming up this morning on the program.
Maybe we're just saving our children from trauma.
Trauma? Okay.
They're pretty awful when you actually look into them.
Big night at the Garden tonight.
Huge night.
Celts against LeBron, game two. Can they keep LeBron under control?
Okay. How strong are the Cavaliers going to come out tonight? That's the big question, okay?
We're going to talk to Dana Barros at 8:40 today.
Yeah, this is going to be good.
Great three-point shooter.
Yeah?
Yeah, he played for the Celtics. Pride of Zavarian.
Oh.
Okay. BC.
I thought he was a Patriot.
No. He could have been. He was a great athlete.
Plus, we're going to be playing Winograd in 60 Seconds, the game, coming up in just about 10 minutes right here at WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
It's about to get exciting here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. I know you're saying, I can hear right now. It's about time.
Yeah. Finally.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let's meet our player this morning. She is from Wakefield, Massachusetts. She's an expert in employee relations at MIT. That's right, MIT, as in Massachusetts Institute of Technology. You know what I'm saying? You know where the smart people go to school. I mean, we saw what happened in, Matt Damon, you know. I know it's no Bunker Hill Community College, but it is MIT. And her name is Danielle Gracia. And good morning, Danielle. Welcome to Winograd in 60 Seconds. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Just quite well, thank you. So, have you been practicing?
I have.
You have?
You have?
Very good. What kind of practicing
exciting.
Did you do?
What's that like, being prepared?
Lots of research and hopefully useful knowledge.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Here's the deal. LBF is, she has a list. She's made the list up. She has 10 questions. She's going to ask you these 10 questions within 60 seconds. You'll hear the timer in the background. When the 60 seconds has elapsed, there will be a buzzer at the end to indicate the time is up. If at any point through the questions you don't know an answer, say pass, move on. Time remaining at the end, we come back, pick up as many as we can. If you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in cash. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here we go, everybody. 3, 2, 1, go.
An octogenarian falls in what age bracket?
80. 80 to 90.
What team does LeBron James play for?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
What show did Angela Lansbury star in from 1984 to 1996?
Murder, She Wrote.
Who was the first winner on American Idol?
Kelly Clarkson.
What's The Rock's real name?
Dwayne Johnson.
True or false, there's a Dr. Pepper Museum in Texas.
True.
Who was the first president born in a hospital?
Oh, Grover Cleveland.
This Boston native was the first artist signed with the Beatles' Apple label.
Pass.
What is the curved line between any two points called?
A radius? I don't know.
Who invented blue jeans?
Pass.
Okay, we'll get up to what Boston native was the first artist signed with the Beatles' Apple label?
You were moving. You were moving strong. Wow. You had a very, very strong game. Unfortunately, we got a couple of wrong ones and a couple of passes.
You went six.
Boom! 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 Boom!
Amazing.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Let's review.
The first president born in a hospital was Jimmy Carter. James Taylor was the Boston native first signed with the Beatles' Apple label. The curved line between any two points is an arc, and Levi Strauss invented blue jeans.
Okay.
Oh. That was so good.
You were good, Danielle.
Like, we're going to do this.
Got a fine consolation prize for you. First of all, we're going to send you the movies. Got a pair of passes for you to see Melissa McCarthy and Life of the Party in theaters right now.
Nice.
And who wants to go to the movies with dirty oil? So we're going to send you in for a free oil change at VIP Tires and Service at $59.99. Value redeemable any location in Massachusetts, New Hampshire. Visit VIPauto.com. Hey, we're going to ship this off to you. Have a great day. Thanks a million for being a member of the nation.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, you as well. Okay, everybody, if you want to play the game, you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds, log on to WRR.com, fill out the application, and you could be play next.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Let's get right to it. It's time for your 620 Men for Maine.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's Monday morning, and Aoife shows up late for work at the sawmill when we hear Lem say...
My God, Aoife, you look horrible. What happened to you?
Well, it was my anniversary this weekend, so me and Effie got a fancy hotel room at the Two Seasons in Bangor.
Huh?
And I didn't get a wink of sleep.
Well, what happened?
Well, all night long, it was the same thing. In and out, up and down. In and out, up and down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's the last time I'll ever get a room next to the elevator.
For another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally. Mornings. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, there it is. It's Tuesday, May the 15th, and an epic showdown will be taking place at the Boston Garden tonight. Yes, it's game two between the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And there's a player for the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's the King, King James. And everybody says he's...
Self-nicknamed.
Yes, I know. Self-nicknamed. That's an overstatement.
Possibly the greatest basketball player in the history of the National Basketball Association. Yada, 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 yada.
Okay, also star of Trainwreck.
Yep, okay, so the guy's really, really good. But he's also really, really intelligent. He has a photographic memory, basically.
Intelligent, or just does it mean he can remember? One of those things. But Jimmy Fallon was talking about this incredible interview that LeBron James gave right after he lost the first game. And here's what he had to say.
The Cleveland Cavaliers lost game one of the Eastern Conference Finals to the Boston Celtics. And after the game, LeBron James was asked what happened at one point during the fourth quarter, and he gave a very, very detailed answer.
Do you have any idea what happened there?
The first possession, we ran him down all the way. To 2 on the shot clock, Marcus Morris missed a jump shot, followed it up, they got a dunk. And we came back on the defensive end, and we got a stop. They took it out on the sideline. Jason Tatum took the ball out, threw it to Marcus Smart in the short corner. He made a three. We come back down, missed another shot. Tatum came down and went 94 feet, did a Euro step, and made a right-hand layup timeout.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Impressive. Wow. Wow. Well, it didn't stop there. LeBron actually kept talking. Here's what he said. Then after the timeout, J.R. Smith inbounded the ball to Kyle Korver. After Korver passed it, he scratched his nose two times and turned his head 38 degrees counterclockwise. He made eye contact with a 5'6" woman in the crowd, about 39 years old, wearing a red boat neck top from Macy's. That woman got some mustard on her shirt. She told her friend how upset she was that it was her favorite shirt. Her friend was like, whatever. We got the vibe that the lady of the red shirt was kind of always making things about her and that her friend wasn't having it. And then I looked back at the court, and the game was over, and we lost by 25 points because I was looking at the crowd.
That's great.
That's funny.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Are you planning on joining us for the 2018 Pan Mass Challenge? We'd really appreciate it. We got a big goal coming up this year. I mean, a really big goal. We're trying to raise like $52 million this year for the Pan Mass Challenge. We're going to need your help.
Wow.
And yesterday was a rather unusual day because Brian got to go out and he got to actually go on a training ride yesterday, which is very unusual because he had some me time.
Yeah, you know, it's very rare because we're all like, you know, does me time count as when you're racing home to pick up the kids and you're just alone in the car? Does that count?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, there's not a lot of time.
Me time as well. You guys both have young kids. Now, Hank, your kids are getting older now.
Yeah, they'll be 21 and 22.
Okay, so you don't have as much of that time. You got a little more me time.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. So they went out and they surveyed 2,000 parents of, you know, younger kids.
God, where did they have time to answer questions?
That was the tough time. You know how much me time the average parent of younger kids has every day? This will blow you away. Just simply for them, 21 minutes.
That's
total.
21 minutes.
21 minutes.
Yeah, you know what? I even beg to differ with that because, you know, the truth of the matter is that once you have kids, there is no me time. You're always in some way, shape, or form thinking about them, scheduling for them, worrying about them, all that stuff.
Well, it doesn't say it's all in a row.
Well, that's probably
like it's just
true.
2 minutes.
You know, you're
like...
right about that because they said in the survey they found out that the average parent of a younger child eats 156 meals a year while standing.
Wow.
Yeah. I know when we're just sitting around, we finally get the kids to bed, and we should really just go to bed. We're like, okay, let's watch 1 half-hour comedy on the DVR. We'll get 5 minutes in, and one of my kids will come down. Then we'll put them back
really
to bed,
true.
Watch another 5 minutes. The other one will come down. It's ridiculous.
Right. There is no me time.
No.
So, okay, Sam is 8 years old now. Is he going to get to watch the game tonight?
Maybe they'll have time. It's going to be late, though.
Okay.
Wow.
It's going to be big, Hank.
Well, the big question is, can the Celtics control the King, LeBron James, for a second straight game? Well, tonight, the Celts and Cavs match up game two of the Eastern Conference Finals at the Garden. The Celts held LeBron to 15 points in their game one win. After that game, LeBron said he had zero level of concern, but Hall of Famer Charles Barkley begged to differ on TNT.
LeBron James, you say you ain't worried? You better get damn worried. So them young boys are coming for your head.
Oh, Chuck, stop it.
You know, Charles doesn't throw out compliments easily either. Tip off at 8:30 tonight. Former Celtic Dana Barros coming up at 8:40 to talk about the game. You can see more of Charles and the Celtics at WROR.com. Warriors beat the Rockets 119-106, game one of the Western Conference Finals last night. The NBA draft lottery is tonight in Chicago. Phoenix has the best odds for the top pick. Oakland hit 3 home runs off Rick Porcello and the Red Sox pitching staff on their way to a 6-5 win last night at Fenway. Rafael Devers and J.D. Martinez had solo home runs for the Sox. Sox trailed 6-4 in the bottom of the eighth. J.D. hit one out, but they couldn't get any closer. Porcello took the loss. He's 5-1. Tonight, Eduardo Rodriguez faces the Athletics' Daniel Megden. U.S. Supreme Court overturned a federal ban on sports wagering and legal betting yesterday. It'll now be up to individual states if they can legalize betting in their own state. Good chance you'll be able to bet on sports right here in Massachusetts very, very soon, too.
And Pete Rose said, what I've been telling you. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, Brian's Bellbuster is coming up next. And today it's all about summer camp.
That's right. Shannon's just trying to sign her son Danny up for summer camp. But her husband Dan wants to get her a Brian Bellbuster. So I called her as a questionable camp. Danny's a good swimmer?
Oh, yeah. Danny is an excellent swimmer.
It's really helpful if you can outswim a great white shark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sure. Right. No, Danny is on the swim team in his school. So I'm sure whatever, you know, swimming pool competition you do.
Well, we do a lot of open water swimming. That's why we were concerned about the sharks.
Are you serious?
We only lost a couple last year.
No, you have to...
Oh, my God!
The Lorne and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR. Okay. The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
All right, so it's Shannon's birthday, and she's been trying to sign her son Danny up for summer camps. And her husband Dan wants to mess with her. So I'm going to call her as kind of a not very reputable summer camp.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Shannon.
This is she who's calling.
Hi, Shannon. Tripper Harrison. He's not big camps here.
Yeah, I'm looking to sign my son Danny up for camp.
Yeah, it's a very competitive list this year. I know I've got your application here already, and we're a little concerned. Now, did Danny come to us last year?
No, this would be his first year.
Okay, we're going to have to check some of these things because it's a very competitive camp, and really, we want to win the camp competition this year, so we need some kids that really have high skill levels. His macaroni necklaces, I see here, they're okay, but he looks like he ate a lot of the macaroni.
I'm sorry.
How are his archery skills? Is he a good archer?
I don't know. He's never actually picked up a bow and arrow.
Has he seen The Hunger Games?
Yeah, I think he's seen it.
Okay, we really need some kids with some good skills, you know? Now, you said Danny's a good swimmer?
Oh, yeah, Danny's an excellent swimmer.
Okay, we need very strong swimmers. Like I say, we got that camp competition. Being down here on the Cape, it's really helpful if you can out-swim a great white shark.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Even Michael Phelps tried to out-swim one on Shark Week last year, but, boy, it's tough. They're pretty quick.
Right. No, Danny is on the swim team in his school, so I'm sure whatever, you know, swimming pool competition you do.
Well, we do a lot of open water swimming. That's why we were concerned about the sharks.
Are you serious?
Very good workout for the kids.
Oh, man.
We only lost a couple last year.
No, you have some... Children swimming in open water.
Yeah, well, you know, that's why they say you should always swim with a chum. Has he had any sailing experience?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to need someone with some sailing experience. I don't know if this is going to really work out for him here.
Isn't the point of camp to teach people these skills?
Yeah, we like to have some kids with a little bit of the skill set to begin with so that, like I say, we really want to win those camp competitions with the other camps, you know what I mean?
What are these camp competitions?
The sailing team up against their sailing team. It's a very competitive group. No sailing experience, huh?
I mean, I'm sure he could learn. He's a very fast learner.
You know, we're going to need to get a bigger boat anyway. With all those sharks. And you'll have to send them with plenty of sunscreen. Very important. Sunscreen is very important. Especially
sure.
For our weekly cookout with the neighbor camp at Dyerwood Nudist Campground.
I'm sorry. Nudist?
Yeah, they're next door. And then some basic information, too. Contact information. I assume you'll be the emergency contact.
Yeah, I'm sorry. There's a nudist camp next door to
yeah.
children?
Yeah. A lot of the boys love it.
How is that allowed? None of that was in your information.
A lot of the older boys really go out in the woods. We drag them back, though.
I really don't know what to say about that. I feel like that shouldn't be allowed.
Nature, out in the woods. It's all good. Yeah, we just need some basic contact, like almost kind of a security word here. If you can give me the approximate date, time, and location your son was conceived. We can use that as your safe word.
That is wildly inappropriate to ask.
Okay, well, maybe we could just use your birthday. Is your birthday...
Today is actually my birthday.
No kidding.
Yes.
That's what your husband Dan told us.
What?
Yeah, he told us here at WROR... Shannon, this is a Brian Bellbuster.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going insane.
No. Dan and Danny wanted to mess with you a little bit for your birthday.
Oh, they did they?
You can get them back on their birthdays, though, if you'd like.
Oh, I definitely will.
Well, and thanks for listening to WROR and the Lorne and Wally Show.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just glad my son won't be going to a camp next to nudists.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
So the royal wedding is coming up, and of course, there's royal drama taking place. Hey, Sir Elton John, is he going to be at the royal wedding?
No, is he? Is he going to perform? Are the Spicers going to perform? Well, I don't know. I know who's not going to the wedding.
Yep.
Meghan Markle's dad is not going to the wedding so far. Now, here's what happened. Meghan Markle's dad apparently has been not really portrayed well in the press lately. So he set up a series of paparazzi photos. This makes it sound bad. Basically, what he did is he hired a professional photographer.
Sure.
And had them take pictures of him in the wild, so to speak, like at a cafe looking at a book about all about Britain and looking at his computer pictures of Meghan Markle, like yep, real, yep. You know, just so that
completely staged.
Okay, it's image builder.
Yes, look yep. at the dad is getting ready for his big day at the royal wedding. Well, I guess the royal family got wind of it, and it's a royal mess. Apparently, he is not going to go to the wedding. Meghan is begging him to come to the wedding. He's like, also, in the midst of this, I kind of had a heart attack 8 days ago, and I've been experiencing some chest pains. Now, is that true or not? We don't know. But what we do know is that Meghan Markle might be walking solo down the aisle.
Oh, that's awful.
Not Han Solo, by herself.
That would have been awesome.
Yep. That would have been the best wedding ever.
So anyway,
I kind of feel bad for the dad. I mean, it's his daughter walking down.
I know.
Talk about you always want your daughter to have a royal wedding, and he could have one.
Yeah, I thought her mom was going to be like the first woman to ever walk someone down the aisle in a royal wedding.
I don't know. That there's talk of that, but there's also talk of maybe not. That's too modern. And then
maybe the Queen's corgis could do it.
Maybe. Why don't you just go alone? Why does she need somebody to give her away?
Oh, you feel bad for the guy, though, kind of?
That's saying. How weddings work.
No, not always. Sometimes it's both parents. Sometimes it's one parent. Sometimes it's no parent. I don't know the whole pressure of walking down the aisle.
Hey, don't you think they're a little traditional over there?
They are, but they're breaking tons of them. I mean, you know, this is like crazy. Yeah. Maybe they're just had it with the breaking tradition.
One more thing.
That's one more thing.
Yeah, I know.
You know? You give Megan an inch. Anyway.
So did anything like this ever, I mean, you know, maybe not to this extreme, but what's the worst thing that happened at your wedding? Did anything bad happen to your wedding?
No, nothing really bad happened on my wedding. I had a nice wedding. Everyone behaved. It was a long time ago. They were behaving themselves back then.
Yeah, okay. Brian Bell, did anything?
There's always some family drama at weddings, I think.
Probably.
To some degree.
Really?
Maybe I haven't talked to my sister in 12 years. You never know.
Oh, really?
Things can happen.
Really? Whoa. Hank, what about your family?
She wore a beautiful dress to your wedding, too.
She was not at my wedding.
I was
Hank.
There.
You were the DJ. You should know that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh. You know what? I had an aunt show up and had an accident and didn't wear her false teeth, so she was toothless, actually. Yeah. Yes, she was from Maine. And then the same aunt and some others, there were some, like, nice naked statues out in the gardens at the place I get married, and they took some inappropriate photographs with those said naked statues.
There's always that relative.
You really should have seen that coming, though, right?
Right.
No, I mean, your relatives, this is the main contingent that came
in. And I didn't know it until afterward because they sent all the pictures to my mom so she could have them.
Oh,
my mother said, oh, look at the pictures.
For
I'm
your
like,
album.
You know?
Oh, save auntie one
shouldn't,
from
auntie
my wallet.
Shouldn't be doing that to the Venus de Milo.
No. Amazing thing I learned is LBF's parents went on their honeymoon.
Yeah, they did. You know, I mean, I guess that's one of those things that you don't really have happen. But, yeah, my parents did show up on my honeymoon at the very end. It was kind of good. We were in Rome, and we were leaving, and they were in Rome, and they were coming to Rome. And I ran out of money, and they paid for dinner, so it all worked
that's
out.
That's a good deal. Okay, so what's the worst thing that ever happened to your Chirwa wedding?
Worst thing that happened at my wedding is the in-laws showed up.
Nice.
Great. They didn't go on the honeymoon, did they?
No, thank God.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
ZZ Top. Okay, Men from Maine, 720 edition, is coming up next. Okay, this particular episode, Lem celebrates a coincidental pregnancy. What can that be about?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, so what happened at your wedding?
Well, my grandmother, on my wedding day, proceeded to tell me that she gave us 6 months and we'd be divorced.
Have a wonderful wedding.
Well?
No, actually, we'll be celebrating 48 years.
Oh,
hey, that's fantastic.
Yay, that's
fantastic.
Great.
Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
So, what happened at your wedding?
Oh, I was groped by my wife's cousin's girlfriend.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
What's wrong with that?
So, what happened at your wedding?
The worst thing that happened was the bride showed up.
Oh, that's rough. Okay.
I don't want a divorce. It's so expensive, right?
See you later. Okay, everybody, here we go. It is time for your 720 Men from Maine, Lois Heron. Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Lem is sitting at $3 Dewey's and notices the lady sitting next to him is enjoying a glass of chilled cold duck. Can we hear?
Say, I notice you're drinking the good stuff. What's up?
Well, I'm celebrating.
Oh, really? Me too, but what you celebrate?
Well, for years, my husband and I have been trying to have a baby. And today, I found out I'm pregnant.
That's marvelous. What a coincidence, though. I'm a farmer, and for years, all my chickens were infertile, but today they're finally pregnant.
Well, that's wonderful. Just what did you do to accomplish that?
I switched roosters.
What a coincidence. So did I.
Join us again for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Okay, we got your fairy tale report coming up next right here at WROR.
Yeah, when you read your kid a fairy tale, are you horrified by the ending? Well, some parents, they're taking matters in their own hands and changing it up.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and we're just talking about fairy tales because they're... parents are rewriting the endings to fairy tales now.
Yes, like, you know, royal wedding season is here, and we're thinking about fairy tales, and we're thinking about Cinderella's and Snow White's and all this other stuff. And then we really took a deep dive into some fairy tales, and fairy tales are messed up. And I'm censoring myself here.
Yes, well, they're kind of brutal.
They're brutal. All right, so here's what's happening. Parents who are, like, you know, introducing their young children to these classic fairy tales are like, what? And changing the endings. I like this. I like this in a way, okay, because it's fun to all make up your own ending. But two, these things, I forgot how brutal they are.
They're like horror stories.
Yes.
You know, you don't remember until you start reading these to your kids. Like, oh my God, I didn't remember that, you know, the big bad wolf ate grandma.
Right. In Little Red Riding Hood, parents, they changed that part. Instead of killing him,
Spoiler alert for you kids out there.
That's all right. You're fine. He and Red Riding Hood become friends at the end. In The Three Little Pigs, here's a way you can change it. They don't trick the wolf into going down a chimney into a boiling pot. Totally forgot about that. He just apologizes and they let him go. The gingerbread man doesn't get eaten in the end. Hansel and Gretel don't get abandoned in the woods, and they don't kill the witch to escape.
I know, seriously. Hansel and Gretel, it's like, basically, kids, don't go out wandering in the woods.
That's a good... Actually, I'm never going to change the ending of that.
It's a cautionary tale, right?
I mean, I would add helmets. And basically, you have to avoid telling anybody the tale of the ugly duckling because it promotes body shaming and bullying. You know, honestly,
wow,
the ugly duckling, I remember my grandmother had these little set of books with all these fairy tales in them. And I remember reading that one and being like, this is it made me like really sad inside. And so I get why parents are doing this. Dave Falcone I didn't realize that parents are now doing this. Dave Falcone, my husband, was ahead of his time. He has a full on banned list of Disney movies, the DVDs, and he keeps them upstairs in the attic, and Lucy's not allowed to watch them. And they include
under his mattress,
but no. Right. They include, but are not limited to, The Little Mermaid because the dad is too mean.
Yeah.
Any movie that the dad is too mean, Dave bans. Any movie where the mom dies apparently is fair game.
Well, that's all of them.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
And there's book. Have you ever read Go Dog Go?
No.
Well, this basically there's this female dog in the book who keeps wearing different hats and asking the dog, hey, do you like my hat?
Oh.
And the dog's like, nope, I don't like your hat. This woman wrote an essay saying, guess what? Who cares if that dog doesn't like your hat?
Yeah, who does?
Yeah.
Why is it
that's all that matters.
Insecurities.
Oh my God, it's the most, it's amazing.
Let's go burn some children's books.
Let's do it. It's Fahrenheit 451 for kids.
Anyway, or just change the
We'll have a move. Fahrenheit 105.7.
Yeah, oh my God.
Take care of everything. Okay.
Books, who needs them?
I know. Okay. I remember the Golden Book series?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. I actually had the picture of the wolf going into the... Well, we probably shouldn't get into that.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, let's get right into the Dirty Laundry Update. And even for a big John Cena fan, this might be a turnoff.
Okay, it's brought to you by Citizens Bank. We've got Def Leppard Lager and Dancing with the Stars drama. But first, oh my God, John Cena, what is happening? It's big, tough guy, wrestler, breaks up with Nikki Bella. Apparently he had her sign some sort of moving in contract where she was always to be treated like a guest. And if he asked her to leave like a guest, you'd leave nicely. Well, talk about a 180. He went on the Today Show yesterday and confessed his love for Nikki Bell, and this is what he had to say. And you guys, it's weird. Here you go.
It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing, but it's very difficult. I had my heart broken out of nowhere, or for me it was out of nowhere. But I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole. I am in my house alone, surrounded by these emotionally strong memories. And every day from 6 to 9, I get out of the house and talk to strangers as social interaction.
It's called living your life. You have to keep doing that.
I don't want anybody else. I love Nicole, and I'm really trying to support her in her trying to find whatever it is that she wants that made this fall apart in the first place.
Okay.
But I don't have any other hopes other than maybe one day that we can work it out.
Sounds like a really cheesy version of The Bachelor.
That's just very confessional for this guy. First of all, Apparently, the New York Post was wrong. I thought that he broke up with her.
But, yeah, I did, you know, too. Didn't,
that was the story, and that he asked her to leave, and she was heartbroken. But apparently, who knows what happened, but he is clearly very upset and admitting to the entire world and Kathy Lee.
And that, strangers on the street.
And everybody in the world.
That he needs to just talk. He's going out and talking to strangers. First of all, that's the worst thing you can do. Strangers are the worst.
You know, I was really amazed that Hank is so plugged into this thing.
You know what? I think it shows his vulnerability. And I think women like that, though. They
not
look and they go,
woman.
Well, there's a guy who's just being honest, and he's admitting that, geez, I made some mistakes in the past, and, geez, I had such a great thing, and now I want to try and get it back.
Well,
sounds
Nikki
like a
Bella,
movie to me.
Nikki Bella, this is what she had to say about it.
Wow. Well, I'm speechless. Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't think cold feet and all of that type of stuff existed, but it exists. I have hope, and I think it's just, I'm at a point in my life where I feel like I kind of lost me and I want to find me and work on me. And I just want John and I both to live, you know, happily ever after, whether it's together or separate. And I just don't want us to go like down the road in life and have regrets of like, you know, I did this for you or you did this for me. And
conspiracy.
The day I say my vows, I want to say them once and I want to fully mean them. And so that's what made me hesitant.
She's someone who sounds the most lucid.
Wow, she totally went 90210 with that.
She totally did. I was totally going to say that. I choose me. Kelly. Dylan. Anyway.
Now, hey, look,
all right, down that rabbit hole.
Conspiracy
anyway.
Theory. Conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theory. Okay, here's what.
Oh, boy.
John Cena is trying to up his stock. Because up to this point, he's been the ex-wrestler that gets all the movies that The Rock turns down. And so now he's going to try to up his stock a little bit, and they got a plan worked out here. What do you think?
I don't think they're that smart for this. I think this is actually...
Oh.
I don't think that he's really... I think it was too confessional. I just think it's awkward. I don't know. I might come to Team Nikki Bella now. This is really kind of fun for me. I got a dog in this fight. Speaking about a dog in a fight, good God in heaven, I can't believe what we have done. Tonya Harding is in the top three of Dancing with the Stars, and they're going to go on to the semifinals and go. There is no God. I don't understand. It's Adam Rippon. How do you pronounce
Rippon.
It? Rippon.
Yeah,
she's an athlete.
Josh Norman, football player. Tonya Harding. They're in the headed to the finale of Dancing with the Stars at the Athletes Edition, which I hate, by the way.
Even with her smoke breaks.
I know. Even with her, and apparently she believes that now she's proven to everybody that America loves her. I don't. I want you not to win. And if she wins, I'm going to be really upset. But, you know, I mean, I'm Team Nancy Kerrigan. Mm. And finally, and this is great news because it combines two of my favorite things, booze and Def Leppard. Def Leppard is coming out with their own lager that they're going to be selling as part of their tour. And that tour is running now through the... Well, that's Craft Beer Week. And the tour starts May 23rd, runs through October 7th, and this Def Leppard Lager will be available at most of the stops on the tour. They're touring with Journey, so that's kind of fun.
You're going to have a great summer because...
I sure am.
Zima just announced they're coming back for this summer.
No joke, my friend totally texted me yesterday, and I'm like, get the Jolly Ranchers out, people.
Okay,
we're going to have a
Zima.
Summer.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play. And nerd. Player this morning on Win a Grand in 60 Seconds is Margaret Gray, who is a human resources manager from Ockham, Massachusetts. Now, many people may be wondering, where is Ockham, Massachusetts? Well, it's not actually in the middle of nowhere, but I understand from Margaret's front porch she can see the middle of nowhere. Is that true, Margaret?
Pretty much.
Okay. As a matter of fact, it's so far out, you had a bear in your yard this morning?
I did have a bear in the yard this morning, and my dog was insisting on going after it.
What kind of bear?
Like a black bear.
Oh.
What kind of dog?
Yeah, really.
He's a beagle mix.
Oh, they have like delusions of grandeur.
Yeah,
I know
they
I
do.
Had
they
one.
I'm sure you'll miss him.
That's awful. But you probably won't.
Okay.
No,
so
Dublin is safe and secure in the house.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Margaret, here we go. Here's the drill. Here's what you expect today. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions within 1 minute. You'll hear the ticker going in the background. If you don't know an answer to a question, bingo, say pass, move on. Get through all of them. We'll come back if time allows, and we'll let you pick them up at the end. Now,
okay.
If you get all 10 correct within 1 minute, we give you $1,000. It's that simple. Is everybody ready to go with this game this morning?
Yes.
Okay, Margaret, here we go. Three, two, one, Go.
How many rings make up the symbol of the Olympic Games?
Five.
According to the Dr. Seuss book, who stole Christmas?
Grinch.
What is the colored part of the human eye called?
Iris.
In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what is Charlie's surname?
Bucket.
Which author wrote The Silence of the Lambs?
Pass.
Who has more tennis Grand Slam titles, Venus Williams or Serena Williams?
Venus.
Myocardium is the tissue surrounding what organ?
Heart.
Wolverine's claws are made of bone and what?
Calf.
Finish the lyric, pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman.
Calf.
On which mountain did Moses receive the Ten Commandments?
Ararat.
Okay, which author wrote The Silence of the Lambs?
Harris.
Okay, who, Wolverine's claws are made of bone and what?
Adamantium.
Okay.
Oh my God, okay. You were really close.
Okay, according to let me see if we got
seven. Seven.
That's
very
seven.
Good. Seven, one
That's
wrong
it?
And two passes.
That's
yeah, seven. Okay, what? Let's recoup.
Okay, Serena Williams has more Grand Slam titles than Venus. 50-50%. The finish the lyric, pretty woman walking down the street, pretty woman, the kind I'd like to meet, and Moses received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai. Yeah, but you are so good.
You know what? I mean, for your last name being Gray, you got all the anatomy ones.
Hey, congratulations.
He lives
you did
for
a very
these
good
moments.
Job. We have a consolation prize for you here. First of all, since you got a drive so far to get to civilization, we're going to give you a free oil change at VIP Tires and Service. That's a $59.99 value, redeemable at any location in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. Plus, we're going to send you out to the movies, a pair of passes to see Melissa McCarthy in Life of the Party in theaters now. So congratulations. Enjoy those prizes. And thanks for playing Win a Grand in 60 Seconds.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Well done. Well done indeed. Now, everybody else, next, if you could be playing next, all you have to do is log on to WRR.com. That's WRR.com. And sign up and register.
Yeah, okay? Tomorrow I think that, you know what, we should probably give away an answer during the 7 o'clock hour, don't you
Good
think?
Idea.
I think we're going to. So you got to listen between
clue.
7 and 8, and we're going to give you one of the answers just
little
to
clue.
Make it
okay.
A little bit easier.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now the most amazing thing about this story, the American Airlines came out yesterday with a list of the animals they would no longer let you take aboard a plane as a support animal. The most amazing thing about this is, you know that if they had to ban these animals, somebody has tried to get on an airplane with this animal saying, this is my emotional support animal.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Would you share with us just a few of these, for example?
Yeah, well, okay, so they're cracking down because did you know that American Airlines has seen a 40% increase in people bringing emotional support animals on their planes from 2016 to 2017, which means that everybody is crazy and has access to a pet, which is just absolutely bananas to me. All right, but the things that they have tried to get on a plane and actually probably succeeded, but then there was a problem, so now American Airlines is coming down and saying, no longer, no, you cannot bring this on a plane. Find a different emotional support animal. Insects.
Okay. Insects.
Insects. Okay, so what are you going to have?
This is my emotional support praying mantis.
Or a tarantula. They seem to be like a hardy sort of thing.
They ban all spiders. All spiders.
Insects, bugs, spiders, bees, everything. If it's an insect, it's not getting on board.
Yeah, bees can fly themselves.
Yes, exactly. Goats.
Even pygmy goats.
Who brings a goat onto a plane? Unless you're
Giselle
Bundchen.
The Patriots do.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Good
point.
That's why they had to
good
buy their own plane.
That's right. Yeah.
Hedgehogs.
Oh, yeah. They're little and cute, though.
Ferrets.
Stink.
They do stink.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They're a musk animal, you know.
Really?
Yes. I had one.
There was a bellman at a hotel he used to stay at with my parents. Invited me up to his room to see his ferrets. He truly did have ferrets.
Sure he did. Yeah.
And they seemed fine enough. I don't know. Spiders, obviously. And
Chickens.
Hawks.
Oh, especially on the same flight.
Yes,
that would be dangerous.
I know. What was the little thing that
a sugar glider?
A sugar glider.
The little teeny marsupial. Yeah. It's a marsupial.
Okay, so here's the deal too. Non-household birds. I guess you can bring a bird, but not a chicken or a hawk. Unclean animals or animals with an odor are banned too. Wish that was the same for humans. Guess not. Miniature horses remain okay though, as long as they're properly
miniature trained. Horses, really?
Yes.
Wow. Seriously.
These new rules go into effect July 1st, and the thing is that you you have to submit your paperwork 48 hours before you get on board, because now the airlines are going to be calling the medical professional who wrote the note to confirm, much like your teacher.
Otherwise, they're going to be saying, okay,
well, that's good.
You can leave your crazy at home.
Yeah, well, flights are turning into the bus to Cartagena.
Exactly. I know. They're all becoming like buses to Cartagena. I mean, I just...
What about pit bulls?
People
are they okay?
Pit bulls are fine.
You can get a pit bull in there. Yeah.
Sometimes
it's a snake. They can't take a snake on because it's too tough to keep the leash on.
Oh, I just can't believe... I have, and I'm flying very soon, and if I get on board with an emotional support animal, I'm going to be like, come on. I just can't.
But
a dog's okay.
What animal would help you, though? I mean, you know...
You know what? The only support animal that I would choose would be a St. Bernard, because it comes with booze under its chin.
That's right. Okay. Always there to help. Okay. It's 17 minutes before 9 on the Lorna Wally morning radio program. Okay. I have the scientific update and the invention report for this morning.
Really?
Two amazing new inventions.
Danny's,
I might share with you this morning. Okay. The first one is, and this comes from a hotbed of inventors, the people at 7-Eleven. They have invented a self-cooling can. And the way it works, it's just like, it looks like kind of like a regular can, only it's a little bit taller. And the bottom, you twist the bottom, and it releases CO2, and it cools the can automatically. So it doesn't matter where you are, if it's in the sun or anything, it'll chill whatever drink you have in there.
Nice.
So I think that's a pretty good idea.
I wish they could make a pair of pants like that.
And then, nice. You know, that's a great idea.
Need to cool your can?
Yeah, exactly.
And then the other thing is, this is a brilliant idea. This comes out of England. So there's this, it's a, you know, workout place, kind of like maybe Planet Fitness or something like that. And they cater to people who love to run outdoors instead of on a treadmill.
Oh, okay.
But they're afraid they're going to miss something on TV. So what you do is you get a personal trainer when you go in.
Or a DVR.
And a personal trainer runs outdoors with you, in front of you, with a screen strapped on his back. and you wear...
What?
You wear heads... Yeah. And you wear headsets. And you can hear all the dialogue and everything. Watch the TV. Plus, it's extra motivation, because if you can't keep up with your personal trainer, you're going to miss the TV show you're trying to watch.
You really have to love that television show.
Wow.
I mean, I don't think I even like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that much. And I love that show.
I don't know. That could be what gets you running.
Maybe
really?
That would be it.
Strap it on your back and I'll follow you around.
You want to try it?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
What is that iPad right here?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We'll video this. Okay.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.